One of the most muscular men in Hollywood is now claiming real men wear skirts. That's proper masculinity. Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson being serious? Or is he being forced into a shameful position by the Hollyweirds? Let's talk about it right now. What a day, folks. Thank you for coming our way and welcome back yet again to the studio in somewhere sunny USA, where the studio is glistening every time you're listening to what we have to say. As we dive in, click the like button, and we're going to go surprisingly deep on a conversation you might have thought, not worth my time. But The Rock wearing a skirt, well, it turns out there's a line in Hollywood that just might be getting blurred and crossed as they are crossed with The Rock for his past mistakes. Dwayne The Rock Johnson showed up at the Met Gala, and guess what, folks? He's not looking so much like you're used to. Why? Well, Geeks and Gamers has this one by Marvin Montanaro. The Rock claims the most masculine men wear a skirt while sporting one at the Met Gala. And I'm going to say, I think this might be a skort. But look at that. He's wearing a skirt. And in all honesty, I'm not going to agree that it's a skirt. I think this is a kilt.
Yeah, I was about to say, it looks like a back kilt.
Yeah, it's a black.
But that's not what he calls it. Right. You'll see.
Here's the messaging. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is once again redefining what he believes masculinity looks like, this time while walking the red carpet in a skirt. Just pause there for a minute, Marv. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been talking about masculinity a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Before we play this video, what's up with him constantly now talking about proper masculinity?
Just 2 weeks ago, The Rock said that real masculinity is supporting and empowering the warrior women in your life. So 2 weeks ago, he said that real masculinity is feminism, and now he's saying that real masculinity is cross-dressing.
I'm leaving.
I thought real masculinity was being protective and kind and chivalrous and,
Opening jars for me. Yeah.
Self-sacrificing for others. I thought that was, willing to lay down your life in the protection of those who need you and whom you love. I thought that was masculinity, but who knows?
That's not Hollywood masculinity. Here's Maybe the thing about is... The Rock, bro. The Rock, if you remember, one of the first videos that you and I ever did together was when The Rock refused to endorse a candidate in the 2024 U.S. presidential election. And then after that, all of a sudden, all of these articles started popping up in all the Hollywood trades about how The Rock is toxic and The Rock pees in water bottles on the set and The Rock is chronically late and The Rock is this and The Rock is that. And then suddenly masculinity is feminism and cross-dressing.
Carol, let me play this clip. I want to get your thoughts on it. The Rock here sporting a kilt, black kilt, but he's calling it a skirt. Here's The Rock.
I feel great. Well, what I shared with Tom Brown's team is that, that first they sent this, the illustration.
That pause, though.
And hey, is DJ going to be cool with this?
Folks, we know it's really quiet. We do apologize. I hope you can hear it, and we'll keep going.
Pleated skirt. And I was like, well, look, in our culture, Polynesian culture, we rock lava lavas. We rock skirts.
So he says, in Polynesian culture, we rock lava lavas. We rock skirts.
That's not a lava lava.
No, it's a kilt.
But not that I'm one of them, but the most masculine men wear lava lavas and skirts.
You blink twice if you're in distress.
Okay, so here's what I think I want to talk about when it comes to The Rock wearing this. Virtue signaling is just too easy these days. You can literally wrap yourself in a skirt, and thus it is. You are brave. You're stunning and brave. It doesn't matter if you're multi-millionaire, part of the patriarchy, the oppressor class. Wrap yourself in a skirt, and you're ready to instantly be praised by the Hollywood influencer class. Is that right, Caro?
I really don't know. I'm still like wrapping my head around this transformation of The Rock from like a super masculine figure that guys were looking up to. Like, I remember one time he got into a car accident, he dislocated a finger and he decided to like do a reel about it. And then he was like, okay, pop it back in. It was like the most masculine thing I'd ever seen. And now I'm looking at this and I'm like, they're making him do this. They're making an example of him like they did with Timothy.
Is this because of Moana coming out and because he's not had the hits? And so they're trying to make him more popular with the young females that they think they need for Moana, the live action movie?
No, I think he made somebody upset. Like, that's what this smells like to me, honestly. And now they're making an example of him. So it's like you're gonna dance our tune and like it. That's what that.
They're hazing Dwayne Johnson. That's what you're saying.
Well, I would relate this directly to Bill Clinton in a blue dress painting. That's what this is. It's a shame ritual.
I'm telling you guys, he stepped outside the narrative in 2024, and they got really, really mad about it. Mm-hmm. And he has been trying to make it up to Hollywood ever since. And now his movies are starting to bomb, so he's not the box office draw that he used to be. You had The Smashing Machine, Red One, and Black Adam all bombed, his three most high-profile movies in the last several years. And even that's not like like Jumanji, which is not succeeding based on him, is failing. Anything that's being booked on his star power. I think people have kind of done with him. I think people kind of see through the Hollywood phony that he's kind of become. But they are making him pay for stepping outside the approved narrative. When WWE used to go to the political conventions, they would send Mick Foley typically to the DNC, and they would send The Rock to the RNC. The Rock has always been a conservative. And now all of a sudden he hits Hollywood, and they are trying to beat it out of him.
I would also suggest that Danny kind of ruined his career. But it's fine.
Danny ruined his... What?
Yeah. His former wife manager.
Oh,
I think she pushed him in the wrong direction quite substantially.
I think that when it started coming out that he has clauses in his contracts about being not allowed to lose fights, or like him and Jason Statham, have to land the same amount of punches in every fight, and you know, him and Vin Diesel had that big, very public feud. I think it soured a lot of people on him.
You could see it in the film too, like when they were like in scenes together, and it was like you two just don't like each other. Like the chemistry wasn't there. But it was funny watching their weight like go like they were both shredding at different times, and like they was like they were competing. So like, I know that's not what the film was about, but like, you know, me being a psychologist, I was like very entertained by this.
I would say that the time they had chemistry, which would have been Fast Five, was the right time, right? I mean, you know, and Vin Diesel star is not exactly super shiny these days either. No. So,
no. Yeah.
So The Rock shows up to the Met Gala, which is essentially Spirit Halloween, costume party for celebrities, for millionaires. And what is it that they all care about? Is it Dwayne Johnson wearing a skirt? Is that what actually drives the news? Well, let's find out, folks. Let's go to jolly old England, where GB News has this info for us for what they were all talking about at the Met Gala.
For the most part, reportedly, concerned, angry, furious that Bezos dare platforms Melania Trump, the first lady, with her Amazon Prime documentary about her life. This is what happened at the Met Gala in New York City last night.
I think that every year I've come, they've had very wealthy people that supported MAGA, and it didn't stop me from coming. They don't have enough money to keep me from talking to the artists. I came to support. We fought for years for diversity. I'm here to support Venus and Beyonce. And that's why I'm here. How do we fight and let a sponsor make us walk away from the people we fought for? And I salute Anna Wintour for making them co-chairs despite the controversy.
So there you go, folks. What are they talking about? Even in articles that are discussing Dwayne Johnson, they don't care. They don't care that he's wearing a skirt. Whatever this was to get him attention didn't work. Instead, the celebrities and the MS Now crowd, which is to say that the Met Gala event is literally just Democrats and dressing up in costumes and celebrities who agree with that. You don't see Tim Allen at this. You don't see people who are conservative. Chris Pratt isn't hanging out at the Met Gala. This is literally trying to vie for a particular MS Now crowd, and they don't care. They're too busy mad that Melania Trump, the first lady of the United States, got a documentary. That's what they're angry about, not talking about whether or not Dwayne Johnson is wearing a skirt. So it did, whatever this was, didn't work anyway, Marv.
One other thing that I want to point out about The Rock and what's going on here is, now you notice The Rock is not as big as he used to be anymore. Like, he's not as
lost a ton of weight.
He lost a ton of weight, all of that stuff. Here's the thing about
fake bodysuit, by the way, that he's wearing.
He has to wear a fake muscle suit in Moana. Look at the action stars that Hollywood used to go to. The Rock, Vin Diesel, Arnold, Stallone, big, masculine, beefy dudes who were just alpha males, right? Now look at what they're going to now. Who are their action heroes now? Tom Holland, Timothy Chalamet, people like that. That's why The Rock, I think, is starting to soften his image, because the alpha male is no longer welcome in Hollywood. That is the kind of action hero Hollywood is no longer looking for. They want Pedro Pascal. I think that The Rock is 6 months away from taking a picture cuddling with Oscar Isaac at this point. real masculinity is cuddling up with dudes.
Ron, you've been on sets and started movies with some of those beefy guys. They're also highly intellectual, some of the guys that you've started with. But what are your thoughts on this semi-shaming of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, whether or not he agreed to it or had to be forced to do it? Like, what do you make of this idea that maybe it's broader and it's a shame of that archetype of masculine celebrity?
Backed up by what Dwayne was saying, I was trying to figure out if it was actually a lava, because I have actually seen many, many men wear Polynesian men wear suits that are lava, but they're
many,
never
many
pleated.
Lava, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're never pleated like that. They're basically, for that culture, replacing dress pants for like a male suit. So it was weird because that the outfit that he was wearing would not be culturally appropriate for his own culture for wearing a lava. That's what's, because you don't wear the coat and then a pants underneath it. That's bizarre. If he would have really been trying to rock the look, so to speak, he would not have been wearing a pants underneath that. He would have just gone out with the skirt and Marv is totally on to this, as that he is trying to signal to Hollywood, hey, I'm really still part of the crowd, I promise you. And he's kowtowing to a group of people that he shouldn't be kowtowing to. And I think in the process, I'll be honest with you, it feels like he's losing fans along the way, because he used to have a persona where it was just, he wasn't political. It was across the board. You really wouldn't have known necessarily where he stood. And that did well for him. And I don't, something's weird is going on with The Rock. And it's for me in my head, I'm like, it's bizarre because it's just not the same guy that he used to be. I do not care for him in the Maui role for live action, especially when they didn't bring Aulani Carvalho in for Moana. It's just
Aulani Carvalho.
She's too old.
Yeah, but she doesn't look old. And plus, I mean,
she doesn't look like she's 14.
I don't think the girl that they have looks 14 either. So I don't know. But you're right. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing to me is weird. The whole live action. After a decade.
I'm just waiting for the documentary by 50 Cent exposing The Rock for what he is. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, whoa. But I'll tell you this, folks. Holly Weird somehow keeps getting Holly Weirder.
As ever, folks, we endeavor to have a good time here on the Pro Channel. And I have to say that spending time with you, talking about things that truly matter, like the stories that shape our lives and our culture, well, it is the ride of a lifetime to steal from Bob Iger. And that's the only thing we'll steal from Bob, because he has great security around his yacht. Folks, as we get ready to say goodbye, consider clicking the like button, share, subscribe, click it, and stick it to the algorithms. It is the notification bell. Drop a comment right on down below. Let us know your thoughts. We would love to hear from you. And folks, worry not, for more content is still on the way. 3 or 4 times a day, let's do 4. I think that's better. And you know what? Don't forget that the Pro Show is live Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon Eastern. You can also join us for our friends on That Park Place, our partner program. We have a good time there too. Folks, until the next time we get the opportunity to have a good time with you, keep learning, keep growing, and as ever, keep having fun.